Log Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to another edition of Blog Talk Radio. You have actually caught me in the kitchen while I am making food for myself and my extremely handsome husband, who shall be leaving work momentarily. I am actually making fajitas for me, as AJ doesn't like peppers. He's going to make his own nachos when he gets in the door. So while I'm finishing that off, we are going to throw on some music, and we will be right back after a little song.
It was 1989, my thoughts were short, my hair was long. Caught somewhere between a boy and man. She was 17 and she was far from in between. It was summertime in northern Michigan. Flashing through the sandbar, talking by the campfire. It's the simple things in life, like shined upon her head. And we were trying different things, and we were smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite song, sipping whiskey out the bottle, not thinking about tomorrow.
So, let me find another suitable song for the evening, and we'll be back.
Now that she's back in the atmosphere, the drowsy
Okay, we are back. Yes, I'm still stuffing my face in my fajitas. Basically, I bought this bag of really, really small yellow, green, and red peppers a couple of weeks ago. Totally forgot I had them, and AJ wanted nachos for dinner tonight. And as much as I love nachos, I really wasn't in the chip mood. So having like these fajitas, so I just thought, you know what, I'll fry up the peppers. Absolutely amazing. Especially this time of year because, as you know, most of the peppers and everything are fresher than they are in the winter. So good. And these ones were locally grown as well, which is even better because obviously the freshness level and everything goes up. I'm sorry, I'm still grieving away on this. Now, while we're doing this, it's been actually brought up today by a few people who I've actually spoken with and a few posts that I've seen on Facebook as well, and that's over how, you know, there seems to be just as of late a lot of children being put in danger and being killed by their parents. Myself and Cora were talking actually not that long ago. Also, just a quick reminder, never rub your eye after you've cut peppers and you still think you may have juice on your hand. But there seems to be a lot of, as of late, people, parents just putting their kids in a lot of danger, hurting their kids and even killing them. We've actually recently had a case here in Milwaukee where a dad, after beating up his wife or girlfriend, took their 3-month-old child, walked into a pond and drowned the kid just to get back at the mom. Showed no remorse and just went to the cops. So what sort of time am I going to get for this? There's been other cases as well involving a man who tried drowning his child in the toilet. Myself and Cora are actually talking about this one woman who basically wanted to martyr herself for the Black Lives Matter movement and was willing to have her kids die in the process so she would become a hero for Black Lives Matter. And it goes back to my whole thing of kids raising kids. And actually not necessarily kids raising kids. People who have not had proper parenting raising kids. You know, as we said before, this whole society has lost its belief system. And I'll say again, I'm not telling people to go believe in God. I'm telling people to believe in something. Believe in your family unit and being the best parent you can be. Being the best parent you can be doesn't mean that your kid at age 3 years old is wandering around wearing more expensive shoes than me. You know, that type of thing. That's being a photo parent. That's being a designer parent. That's being an accessory parent. Being a parent means that you're teaching your kids values. You're teaching them life lessons. You're teaching them how to be a productive member of society. That's being a parent. And sadly, there's not a lot of that around right now. We got a couple of generations of people having kids and raising kids who really have no clue on how to be a parent. For a lot of women out there, you know, their main thing is getting the big D. And you know what the big D is. And some people aren't even getting the big D. They're getting the tiny little D. And, yeah. But, you know, that's what it is. The same for men. Men are looking, so there are a certain generation of men who are out there who are just looking for a warm place to shove it. They've forgotten about the morals that were instilled to us. I'm not saying we need to go completely back in time, but we need to go back to a day where our bodies were respected. To me, and I know for some other people, when you give your body to someone, you are giving them the ultimate gift that you can. For me, laying down with my husband and being one with him is the ultimate in trust, it's the ultimate in love, and it's the ultimate in commitment. Yeah, I've made some mistakes in the past. I'm not saying I'm completely innocent out here. You know, I'm not. I'm the first one to admit that. But I know that there came a point where I became a mother. And my priorities and everything changed. I stopped drinking and partying. I stopped what I consider to be a little bit of a crazy lifestyle. I became a mother. That was my focus. My son was my job then. It was my job to raise my child, to instill in him values, to instill in him the laws, to instill in him a belief system. And as I said to him, he said to me one day, he said, "Mom, if I was old enough to vote and I voted for Donald Trump, would you be angry at me?" And I said to him, "No, I wouldn't. I'd be angry if you just voted for whoever you wanted just because someone told you to." I said, "I hope that you would vote for the person that you believe is right for you and your family." And that's what we need to do as parents, is to instill those things in our kids, to instill values. And this is where we get people now who believe they're above the law. They believe they're above the law of the land to the point where they will break laws and think that there's no consequence to it. You know, they believe that there's nothing that can be done to them because of whether their skin color, whether their religion, their faith, their ethnicity, their creed, their nationality gives them some sort of right to be able to say, "That's beneath me. That's beneath me. What you're doing is beneath. I don't need to follow those laws. I don't need to follow those rules." This is why we've got people who think it's okay to go toe-to-toe with a police officer. I was raised that you respect the police department. Yeah, there have been times I've not been happy with the police department. And there are times when the police, to me, have done things that are wrong. But in general, they're out there putting their lives on the line to make sure you are safe. To make sure I can sit out on my porch of a nighttime and enjoy the cool night air when it eventually cools down. You know, to be able to have my son walk to the bus stop without getting attacked. You know, having my husband being able to drive home from work without worrying about being carjacked. That is what the police are there for. They're there to help us and to serve and protect. They're not there to want to kill you. They're not there to want to hurt you. They are there to serve you and to help you. By saying serve, I don't mean that they're your servants. That's not what it is at all. They're there to uphold the law so you have those freedoms to do such things. And I understand that there's been some tragedies in this lifetime and in our generation right now that could have been avoided and were at the hands of people who should have known better. But there's also a lot of misinformation out there. We've got to stop portraying people who are killed by cops as being some kind of heroes, especially the ones who are breaking the law and that's what's getting themselves killed. I'm not saying Freddie Gray, who got killed, I think it was his neck was broken, everything. Innocent victim. Dontre Hamilton, the homeless guy in Milwaukee who had a series of mental health issues, totally innocent. I can't think of her name, so please forgive me for that. There was a woman who was detained over a speeding ticket who died in custody, totally innocent. There was another man in Milwaukee a few years back who was locked in the back of a squad car after being arrested, and it was a hot time of year, and he suffocated in that car. And they've got him on dash cam begging for air, saying, I can't breathe, and he died. Innocent. But there's also a lot of people who are pointing guns at cops and getting shot, and then families are wondering why. There's people lunging at cops trying to grab their weapons and everything who are getting killed, and people are wondering why. We got to stop raising our kids that that kind of bullshit, and excuse my language, is okay, because it isn't. It really isn't. And when those things are stopped, when we instill values in our kids, when we instill good morals in our kids and good values and everything, then, you know, then we can look around and say we're making the changes that this country needs. And trust me, I believe that this country needs changes. But I also believe it's one of the best countries in the world for that to happen. There's a reason all my life I wanted to move over to the U.S. And yeah, I fulfilled my dream. I'm over here. And there are a lot of things that make this country so amazing. And that's the fact that, yeah, I was able to start a new life. I'm able to raise my son over here, and to a certain degree without an element of fear behind it. You know, I've got friends all of every religion, every color you can imagine across this great country. And I love living here. There are times when I'm thinking to myself, what the hell was I thinking? But it truly is the land of the free. But it's not the land of the free to abuse. And that's what's happening. People are abusing their rights as citizens. They're abusing their rights as human beings, and they're abusing my rights. They make what they don't realize is what they do hurts everybody. It really does. Now, on that note, we are going to play another song, and we are going to be right back.
Don't believe me, just why? Don't believe me, just why? Don't believe me. some. Uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up. I said, uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up. Come on, dance. Jump on it. If you suck, dead and flown it. If you freak, dead and own it. Don't brag about it, come show me. Come on, dance. Jump on it. If you suck, dead and flown it.
Contest going on here, because I'm sat on my bed doing my little jiggle. Brandon's on his end doing his little jiggle, and Cora's sat in between giggling like a fool, I'm quite sure. But so we are back, as you can tell, and we're going to kind of bring things up a little bit, because I don't want the show to always be so completely serious. You know, I mean, there is a time where we have to, you know, take points seriously and all this lot. But there are other times where I think, you know, we do need a good old laugh. So I am going to find something I have read before. Excuse me, Joa. I've actually now got, like, burps from the peppers. But that's all good. That's all good. Let me see. We are going to have this review. Now, I will apologize ahead of time because I know that I will start laughing. And when I start laughing, I get so silly. But we all need a good laugh. So this is a review on Amazon. I think every time I do the show, I'm going to do an Amazon review. So if you find some really silly reviews, just let me know. This one is the Sugar-Free Gummy Bear review, and it goes like this. Oh, man, words cannot express what happened to me after eating these. The Gummy Bear Cleanse. If you are someone that can tolerate the sugar substitute, enjoy. If you're like dozens of others, run. First of all, I would rate the taste of these five. So true, the flavors, like the sugar variety, I was a happy customer. But not long after eating about 20 of these, all hell broke loose. I had a gastrointestinal experience like nothing I've ever imagined. Cramps, sweat, bloating, beyond my worst nightmare. I've had food poisoning from bad shellfish, and this was almost like a skip in the park compared to what was going on inside of me. Then came the flatulence. It's to Murgatroyd, the sounds, the trumpets calling the demons back to hell, the stench like a thousand rotten corpses vomited. I couldn't stand to be in the one room for fear of succumbing to my own odors. But wait, there's more.
What came out of me felt like someone had tried to funnel Niagara Falls through a coffee straw. I swear my sphincter was screaming. It felt like my delicate starfish was a gaping maw projectile vomiting a torrential flood of toxic waste, 100% liquid, flammable napalm. It was actually a bit humorous for a nanosecond, as it was just beyond everything I could ever imagine. And it went on for hours. I felt violated when it was over, which I think might have been sometime in the early morning of the next day. There was stuff coming out of me that I ate at my wedding in 2005. I had 5 pounds of these innocent-looking, delicious, tasty hell bears. So I told my friend what happened to me, thinking it had to be some kind of sensitivity I had to the sugar substitute, and in spite of my warning and graphic descriptions, she decided to take the chances herself. Silly woman, all the same for her, and a phone call from her while on the toilet, because you kind of end up living in the bathrooms for a spell, telling me that she really wished she had listened. I think she was crying. Her sister was skeptical and suspected we were exaggerating, so took him to work. Since there was a 99% of a 5 pound bag left, she works for a construction company where there are builders, roofers, house painters, landscapers, lots of people who generally have limited access to toilets on a given day. I can't imagine where all those poor men and women pooped all day. I envisioned men on roofs crossing their legs trying to decide if they can make it down the ladder or if they should just jump. If you order these, best luck to you. And please, don't post a video review during the aftershocks. P.S. When I ordered these, the warnings and disclaimers were legalese were not posted. I'm not a moron. Also, not sure why so many people assume I'm a man. I'm a woman. We poop too. Of course, our poop sparkles and smells like a walk in a meadow of wildflowers. Thank you for all the comments. I've enjoyed reading them. I'm so glad my horror show experience has made some people smile. Oh my gosh, but the joke of it is there's loads of them who, and seriously, there's loads of people who have experienced the same thing. And it does make me wonder, is it the sugar substitute? I really wonder if that's it. Anywho, so, as I say, AJ should be home from work literally any minute. And the one thing that I don't know if, you know, people are aware is where he works is like a house and center, very similar to Home Depot. Excuse me. And they don't apparently have the best air conditioning there. So the poor guy on really hot days is like suffering there. Not only that, he has to unload the big trucks when they come in and all that good stuff. So when he comes through the door, he's sometimes not in a very cheery mood, shall we say. And when I mean not in a cheery mood, it normally involves growling at me, muttering something, and it's best to just throw food at him and a cold drink and hope for the best. So, you know, if all of a sudden I disappear and you hear growling, it's fine, it's not the dogs, I'm not being attacked by rabid dogs or a rabid skunk or a raccoon or anything. It's just a hubby coming home from work. So I'm trying to think, there was a couple of things I wanted to address this evening, and for the life of me, I can't remember what it was. Except for that, I'm tired. But yeah, there is actually some other good news. You guys may remember, I mentioned it on Facebook, that back in March, my neighbors across from us actually started repairing their roof. They stripped it down in March, which to me was a bit silly, but, you know how it goes. They got it stripped off, and then the next day it snowed, and we had snow for about 3 days afterwards. So we're thinking that as soon as the snow was gone, they'll get back up with it. They did. They stripped the other side. So now the roof is completely bare, and we're in April. Now, bear in mind they did not for 3 weeks put any plastic over that roof or any tarp or anything. So the wood boards and everything were, you know, being sent to the elements. So while those were being dealt with and everything, we had, I mean, you know what, anyone who knows what Wisconsin is like, spring in Wisconsin is not fun. We get rain, snow, thunderstorms, heat waves, sub-zero temperatures, and that's during one 24-hour period. So then, after about 3-4 weeks, they did actually put the blue tarp over the roof, and then we got high winds and everything, and more rain, and, well, they then went up there to take the stuff off the roof and checked it, and then realized, lo and behold, oh my gosh, some of the wood is rotting, and some of it's still soaking wet. Some of it got damaged by water getting in and freezing. Yeah, it happens. And the best bit was them all going, how did this happen? 3 weeks with no covering is how this happened. So anyway, they replaced those boards, and then obviously with their amazing skills of brain work, left it uncovered again. But this time it was on for 3 or 4 days. Then they put the tarp back over. Well, then they decided to replace the guttering. So the roof still has blue tarp all over it that's blowing around and coming unraveled. So they have to go up pretty much every time there's a high wind, strap it back down again. And they changed the guttering. They got that done. Then they waited. And then they waited. And then one day this big truck showed up, and we're thinking, woo, they're going to be delivering the shingle for the roof. They did. They only delivered 4 packs, though. Anybody who has done their roof knows 4 packs of shingle just is not going to cut it for a house. In fact, I think you'd probably use 4 packs of shingle on a roof of a shed. Let's be perfectly honest. So they did part of the roof, just part of it, because obviously they couldn't do all of it because they only had 4 packs of shingle. So then up goes the blue tarp again and everything, and I heard them talking to another neighbor and said, well, why did you only get part of the roof done? They went, well, we didn't have the money to order it, or we only had the money for 4 packs. My question then is, why did you start doing the roof, period? But, oh, it gets better. What they then realized is they forgot to put the felt down underneath the shingle. So the 4 packs of shingles they already put down, they had to rip up to then put the felt down. The felt stayed on there for, I want to say, another good couple of weeks before they actually started getting more shingles. In the meantime, we've had storms and bad weather, hot heat, all that good stuff, and the roof never got done. We then had a man fall off the roof, which I was in the middle of a conversation with Cora, as it happens, the day the guy fell off the roof. AJ's home, by the way, the dogs are going nuts. So then today, with all that going on, today they finally, and I mean finally, finished the roof. I felt like going out there with a six-pack of beer to celebrate. I felt like taking a cake over. Anything to say, well done, you finally got this together. But seriously, it was really a comedy of errors watching this go on. Because to me, if you're going to get your roof done, if you're doing it yourself, I mean, God bless them, they were trying to do things themselves. But in the end, it cost them more money than it really should have, and they could have got it done probably cheaper having somebody come in. And look, there's this ginormous chocolate cupcake walking in. Say hi to everybody.
Hello.
See, look, he's home, and he didn't growl at me, which is a good sign. I already know. They pooped in here as well. So, you know, it just makes me laugh because I know if it was me and I needed to have my roof done, I would have waited until I had all the money together, got a crew of people who could help me, and got up there, got it ripped off, got it all done, hopefully within like a couple of days. But no, we're going to take a solid 3.5 months to do it. And personally, I would have waited probably until I had the money to actually pay for someone to do it. I know that it can get expensive, but, you know, there it goes. So we are going to follow Mr. Artrell into the kitchen. What are you looking for?
Oh, I have something already made.
I already told you that if I was going to make it and you had to plate it if you were home after I'd done it.
My joyous fans heard me eat. Don't you want chips first on your plate? See, this what we are now going to watch. The hard-working man make himself nachos. And as he pours some chips onto a plate, these are Big Dippers from Aldi's, $1.49 for a bag. That's all you're having, seriously?
Yeah.
You want cheese?
Yes.
We are now in the fridge. We have cheese. We have taco blend cheese. Here, you hold the phone and I'll serve here. Hold the phone. You can talk to people. Tell them how your day went.
I don't want to know how my day went.
Yeah, they do.
I don't know, besides it being super busy.
What were people buying today?
No, they just had me, like, do some stuff. It wasn't the point that people were buying. It was just, like...
busy, as in people needing to get store stuff done.
Yeah.
Let's see. See, now we have the meat on there. We have to add cheese. You're going to want to put it in the microwave so it melts a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Is that enough cheese?
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Oops. Might as well just pour the rest of that off. We had an accident with the cheese.
Yeah, no kidding.
We were talking about our illustrious neighbors across the street who took 3 months to finish their roof.
Oh, my God.
And I was saying, if it was me, I would have waited until I had all the money together to get all the materials so that I could get it done in a couple of days.
They was broke on the budget. Definitely what it is.
Well, and that's the thing. I understand that they, you know, they probably had to have some repairs done and everything. But to me... if you can't afford all of it, repair the areas that you can afford. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's plenty of products right now that are out there that, you know, would give you a temporary fix until you can get the money together. And I know it's not cheap to do a roof. It really isn't. It should be a lot cheaper than it is, but, you know, sadly that's not the case. But... to me, the way how long it took them to do stuff was just ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Took them like...
well, if you remember... well, if you... yeah, if you remember, though, when they did it, it's like they stripped it and then left it with uncovered and were complaining that there was... water and stuff getting in it, but didn't put any tarp over it to protect it. Then on top of that, they didn't have the money once they stripped it off to buy the stuff to, you know, cover it and everything. But we are going to play another song, and we will be back. Let me find. Here we go.
Are you the guys on the beach who hate everything? Is this some sort of hip music that I don't understand?
You, my friend, We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see
Okay, and we are back. So we're going to have another funny story, and this one is a review on a at-home waxing kit, which, let's be honest, what could possibly go wrong? So here it goes. It says, my night began as any normal weekday night. I came home from work, fixed dinner for my son, and we played for a while. Then I had a thought that would ring painfully in my mind for the next couple of hours. Maybe I should use the wax in my medicine cabinet. I set up my boy with a video and head to the site of my demise, also known as the bathroom. It was one of those cold wax kits. No melt in a clump of hot wax. Just rub the clear strips in your hand, peel them apart, press them on your leg or wherever, and ignore the frantically increasing crescendo of string instruments in the background. No muss, no fuss. How hard can this be? I mean, I'm not the girliest of girls, but I'm mechanically inclined, so maybe I can figure out how this works. You think. So I pull one of the thin strips out, and it's two strips facing each other stuck together. I'm supposed to rub them in my hands to get them warm and to soften the wax. I go one better. I pull out a hairdryer and heat the SOB to 10,000 degrees. Cold wax my ass. I lay on the strip across my thigh. I hold the skin around it and pull. So it wasn't the best feeling in the world, but it wasn't bad. I can do this. Hair removal no longer eludes me. Hurrah! I'm She-Ra, fighter of the wayward body hair and smooth skin extraordinaire. With my next wax strip, however, I move north. After checking on the boy and verifying that he was in fact becoming one with the bear and learning all about smells, I sneak into the bathroom for the ultimate hair fighting championship. I drop my panties and place one foot on the toilet. Using the same procedure, I then apply the wax strip across the right side on my bikini line, covering the right half of my vagina and stretching up to the inside of my right ass cheek. You know it's going to go wrong as soon as that's mentioned. I inhale deeply. I brace myself and rip. I'm blind. Blind from the pain. Vision returning. Oh, crap, I've managed to only pull off half an inch of the strip. Another deep breath and rip. Everything is swirly and tie-dye. Do I hear crushing drums? Okay, coming back to normal again, I went to see my trophy, my wax-covered pelt that caused so much agony. I want to revel in the glory that is my triumph over body hair. I hold the wax strip over my head like an Olympic medal, but there is no hair on it. And there's no wax on it. Where could the wax go if not on the strip? Slowly I ease my head down, my foot still perched on the toilet. I see hair, the hair that should be on the strip. I touch, I feel, I'm touching wax. I look at the ceiling and silently shout no, and I realize I've just begun living my own personal vision of the tar baby. I peel my fingers off the softest, most sensitive part of my body that's now covered in cold wax and matted hair and make the next big mistake up until this point. You remember I had my foot on the toilet. I now need to move to do something. So I put my foot down on the floor, and then I hear the slamming of the cell door. My vagina is sealed shut. My ass is sealed shut. A little voice in my head says, I hope you don't have to potty anytime soon. Your head might just pop off. I penguin walk around the bathroom, desperately trying to figure out what I should do next. Aha! Hot water. Hot water melts wax. I'll run the hottest water I can stand and get in. The wax should melt. I can gently wipe it away, right? Wrong. I get in the tub. The water is slightly hotter than is used to torture prisoners of war or sterilize surgical equipment, and I sit down. Now, the only thing worse than having your goodies glued together is having them glued together and glued to the bottom of a tub in scalded hot water, which, by the way, does not melt cold wax. So now I'm stuck to the tub. I call my friend because she once dropped out of beauty school, so surely she must have some secret on how to trick to get wax off her skin. It's never good to start a conversation with her. So my nether regions are stuck to the tub. She doesn't have a trick. She does her best to stop laughing. She wants to know exactly where the wax is on my ass. She says, are we talking the cheek or the hole here? She's even trying to hide the giggles. So now I give her a rundown. She tells me to call the number on the side of the box, but to have a good cover story for where the wax actually is. You know that if we were working the helpline at WW Wax Co. and somebody called and their entire crack sealed shut, we just put them on hold then record the conversation for everyone we know. You're going to end up on the radio show or the internet if you tell the truth. Well, we go through various solutions. I resorted to scraping the wax off with a razor. Nothing feels better than your girly goodies covered with wax, sticking to the tub in a super hot water, and then dry shaving the wax. The wax off. In the middle of the conversation, I find little beautiful saving grace as the lotion provided to remove the excess. I rub some in and start screaming, it's working, it's working. I hardly get hearty congratulations from my friend and we hang up. I successfully remove all the wax and notice to my dismay that the hair is still there. So I shaved the damn stuff off. Hell, I was numb at that point anyway. So I might put the box of wax in the medicine cabinet. Never know where a mustache might come in. Oh, good grief. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my word. That is just too funny. Oh, my word. Seriously, can you imagine putting wax strips on your nether regions, and then your wax strip closing up and your butt cheeks sealing together? Oh. Oh my goodness. Oh, I have to excuse me, I'm like typing messages back to the parents of one of Robert's football friends, because he missed football practice yesterday because we didn't have a certain form in, and today he actually got there late. I thought his football practice started at 3 and it doesn't, it starts at 2, and his bus actually got him to his football practice at 2:10, and he wasn't allowed to practice with the team because he was late. So there's rumors going around his school saying that because we weren't at the football meeting on Monday, which I couldn't attend because I was looking after David, and because he missed these 2 days of football that he's dropped out and doesn't want to do it. One of his friends is telling people I'm refusing to let him play football. And, yeah, so I'm just trying to clear things up with them and remembering that teenagers gossip like old women. And teenage boys seem to be the worst at it. Seriously. Or maybe that's because I have a teenage boy, so that's mainly what I deal with. But either way, I mean, it's like, come on now. So, anywho, with that being said, what is going on, Mr. Jones, in the frickin' sports world? We've had trades among the Brewers. There's football season officially starts this week. Well, not officially starts. Preseason starts this weekend.
Yep.
I mean, let's get to the real gist of things. Sports. What's going on?
Hmm.
Oh, and the Bucks released their preseason games as well for October.
Yeah, they did. Let's see. I know they're going to play one in Madison against Dallas, and they're going to have their own training camp. Was it 27th or the 30th in Madison as well? And I'm trying to think, because I know they're going to play the Bulls twice and the Pacers twice. What was that for?
Because your eyebrow needed licking.
Leave me alone.
Should have left me alone this morning.
You had to go to work.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. Talk about sports. We're not arguing about you going to work. Don't make me lick you again.
If I do it, I ain't gonna talk.
Then talk. We're quiet.
Well, much to say. It's just like, actually just been kind of quiet. Well, except for the Brewers trade. LaCroix went to the Texas Rangers. And I know, like, some people was like, we still respect them, but it's just like, I'm not the type of person that's like a person that being loyalty to a team and like stay at a team. But if this was an ongoing issue with LaCroix ever since the end of last season, that he believed that the Brewers ain't going to amount to nothing or not going to go anywhere, so he thought it would be best for him to go on the winning team.
Instead of trying to help the team become something great. And, I mean, I go through this conversation every time I'm with Robert and his dad. His dad doesn't seem to get that, you know, when you rebuild a team and everything, you're not going to always have winning seasons. And it's not as easy as just rebuilding the team in the off season, then all of a sudden you're a winner. That's not how it works.
Right.
I mean, look at the Bucks. They're rebuilding from the ground up. They're trying to, you know, work out who's a good fit, who isn't a good fit, and go from there. It takes time, it takes effort, it takes money, and, you know, you do make mistakes and stuff, but your veteran players then saying, okay, I don't want to be a part of it because I don't see it improving. You know what I mean?
Right. It's just one of those things. So if I go to a game and they're playing against LaCroix, which they seem like they're going to play against him. It is going to be this month or next month.
He'll get booed.
I don't think people will boo him, but if I was there, I'd boo him.
My thing is like, I understand that there are times where trades happen where the player actually has no control over the trade.
Right.
And there are times when you're like, oh, my God, why did they trade him? Why did they trade him and all this lot? But when you've got, when somebody publicly comes out and says, I want to leave this team, they're not a winning team, I want to be on a winning team, to me, it's like, fine, go, bye. Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out, bye. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then him making that statement, oh, I have nothing but love for Milwaukee and the fans. Get out of here with that crap, seriously. What planet are you people on? You know, I mean, it's ridiculous. It really is.
Ooh, that's
what?
I know they played today, so I don't know if they won or not.
What, the Brewers?
Yeah.
Well, let's have a look and see. Milwaukee.
I know they lost Monday, but yesterday and today, I don't know if they...
Oh, they lost.
Oh, wow.
They lost 3-12. Oh, my gosh.
That would be normally like a team that they can beat, the Padres.
But, I mean, the thing is, if you think about it, look where they are in the National League. Oh, they're fourth in National League Central. That's not good, though. Where are they overall?
They're in the bottom, but not that way in the bottom.
But still, I mean, I know that their record, like 48 and 58, isn't exactly the best right now, but they've had worse. And, yeah, they've also had better. I agree with that. But, I mean, I don't know. I just don't know.
Well, I think the problem is with, like, baseball, like, every other, like, league, like NBA and I think the hockey league has it, too, is like, and the football as well. They got salary cap. It's like, I'm trying to, like, how to describe this. Like, they have, like, salary caps, And you see, like, the NBA, theirs, like, increases, like, is up there.
Right.
Like, with, I think football, I don't know if they have, like, a, I know they got some of a salary cap, but I don't know the average of, like, how much, like, they can give out to players per season or anything like that. That, I don't know. But baseball, it's just sad. This is like the Bucks is gonna be stuck with
I just looked up what the NFL salary cap. It says this was 2015. They haven't got out like the 2016 yet. It says the 2015 cap is $10 million richer than the $133 million salary cap in 2014, which jumped another $10 million. So I'm supposing if you're going on that, it's like jumped $10 million each year, then it's probably going to be about $153 million. You know, and this is where I'm sorry. I understand that football players get injured and get seriously injured. And that there are, for many of them, there are long-term issues that come with it. But to me, there's something severely wrong when we're paying our sports stars this amount of money, yet we're paying our soldiers who are fighting in other countries like $33,000 a year if they're lucky. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, we could talk about that until the cows come home.
Yeah, but it's like the baseball ones. This is like, have theirs even increased? No. Because it's like, if the Brewers, if they want to keep people, if they can, like, they can't give them a certain amount. And I think some of these baseball players are overpaid.
I mean, I think when it comes down to it, all sports stars are overpaid. There are some who do, you know, really good with their money. And when I say really good with their money, I mean in regards to handing back and giving back to the community. I mean, for example, Giannis from the Milwaukee Bucks, he gives back to where he came from in Greece. He buys shoes for kids at schools in Greece. He helps build, like, sports programs over there in his home country. So, yeah, he's got all of the money and everything, and he's got his family comfortable and himself comfortable and everything, but he remembers where he came from. And I think that's what a lot of sports stars forget, you know. They get that, you know, the first couple of million, and then they go from there, and they forget about those things. And to me, and we've spoken, me and AJ have spoken about this a lot, that to me, if you have money, and let's be honest, you don't need $150 million to live on. You really don't. If you've got that kind of money, or even to the point where the position we're in and the position where we've got friends in, there's always something you can do to give back to the community that's within your means. We give back to the community by reaching out to families who have lost children like we have. And, you know, we've done things for, like, when we did one of our wrestling shows, we got people to donate food for the food pantries. We've given school supplies to, like, extra school supplies to Robert's school for kids who, you know, may not have everything they need. And all those kinds of things. You know, you give out, you help in the best way that you can. And to me, if you're making, like, just for argument's sake, you get a contract for $150 million. Do something for your community. If you don't want to do it for the teams, the city that your team plays in, do it for the community where you came from,
mm-hmm.
where you grew up. We know for a fact that if we put, you know, a bunch of money into the city here, into certain things, like improving the park system so that the kids have got somewhere to go. Perhaps some of the rundown buildings is having them redone and renovated on the inside for indoor play areas in the winter and all those kind of things. You know, you give back. Just do something with that money. I mean, what's everybody going to say when your dad wears a nice pair of shoes? I remember him for his money. You know, at the end of the day, we all end up in a pine box and we're either burnt or buried. And sure enough, 10, 20 years after you die, what are you going to be remembered by? The highest grossing paid player? Or would you rather be remembered for the things that you've done for your community and the things that you've done to help people? You know, and yeah, I have moments where I just get annoyed. Seriously. But I'm going to find another song, and then we are going to come right back. But I have to find a good song. And here we go.
Some give it to, some give it to, So I'ma give it to our girls. 5 million and 40 naughty shorty. Baby girl, all my girls, all my girls. Sandra Paul say, well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. Oh, oh. Because of the girl, them broke out on the floor. From your door, wanna walk his papama. From your door, wanna man, where can't turn you on. Girl, make I see you when them upon ya. Can't stand for the long, not eat no yam, no steam fish, nor no green banana. But down in Jamaica, we give it to you hot like a sauna. Well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. And girl, you got to test out, but you know we are south, cause girl, you're impressed out. And if you test out of me, if it test out, cause I got the remedy for make you de-stress out. Me have to flaunt it because me got this out. And girl, if you want it, you have to contest out. And a life where we need set speed, if it test it, but test out. Well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. Oh, oh. I'm crazy now, this year, Travis and a Bridget and Flavor Show. Time to make baby now, so stop going like you, I get shady, yo. Woman, don't blame me now, cause I'm a fist and fat, not greedy, yo. My loving is the way to go, my loving is the way to go. Well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. Spark it right here, keep it undercover. Come and love all your fits in your blouse and your fussing in your jeans, I'm a wild discover. Everything about you, baby girl, can you hear when me utter? Well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. Oh, oh. To the girl, them broke out on the floor. From your door, wanna walk his performer. From your door, wanna man, we can't turn you on. Girl, make I see you when them upon ya. Can't stand for the long, not eat no yam, no steam fish, nor no green banana. But down in Jamaica, we give it to you hot like a sauna. Well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. Oh, oh.
Okay, we are back, I believe. So we're getting close to the end of the show. I only did a short one this evening.
A short one?
A short one.
You know you have more to talk about.
What have I got to talk about?
It's supposed to be Hazel runs her mouth, right?
I already ran my mouth while you weren't here.
What are you more to talk about?
Such as?
Well, they officially re-signed Miles Plumlee.
Good for Miles Plumlee. Is he going to play properly?
Probably. I think he will. But they too busy trying to get rid of Greg Monroe. They don't even know what they... Oh, yeah, they're over the salary cap, but that's another story.
Right. For those of you wondering who the heck we're talking about, Milwaukee Bucks players...
Mm-hmm.
I'm being stared at by a dog. I find it quite disturbing. You want to be on radio show too? Can you say hello? No, I don't want kisses. Go. Come say hello. Stop. Ow. Don't bite me. Don't bite me. Who do you think you are biting me? No, I don't want to give you lovings now. No, you bitted me on the hand because I wouldn't give you lovings. No, no more. No, I don't want to. No, don't be doing the cute thing. Cute thing's not going to work. See, no. She's like dragging my arm and then squishing my hair between her and AJ. See, I'll take it back. But here we go, here we go. See? Silly little girl. Silly little girl. You want to say hi to everyone? Say hi. Say hi. You got nothing to say? You going to say hi? Libby, can you say hello? Libby, say hello. So rude, my goodness. But anywho.
Well, she kind of say hi by breathing.
Yeah. I really am hoping that these temperatures that we've got are going to start cooling down soon. Because this mugginess and everything is just, seriously, it's getting, it's 79 degrees and it feels like 81 and it's like nearly 10:30 at night. No, I'm tempted to go sleep in my son's bedroom. He's got a freaking air conditioner up there. We should just go up to Robert's room and stay in his bedroom because this is ridiculous.
Or just take your air conditioner and just bring it down here.
Well, fit in our windows, unfortunately.
Yeah,
no. His windows are slightly bigger than ours. And that air conditioner, I mean, slightly bigger than ours. And that air conditioner only just fits in there. There's no way it's going to fit in here. I know, right? Or we could go sleep in the kitchen. We do have an air conditioner in the kitchen. We could pull blankets and lay on the kitchen floor and sleep there next to the refrigerator. Just be like, roll over. It's like, I'm thirsty. Hold on, honey. I'll just roll over and get you a drink. Here you go, out of the refrigerator. But even then, we got to go grocery shopping, so we don't have much coldness to drink at the moment.
Just water.
Yeah, but that's good.
And tea.
And yes, tomorrow is the start of State Fair here in Wisconsin, and it's supposed to have a high of 90. 90. Oh, my gosh. Friday is supposed to be 80. Oh, look at that. Those temperatures are dropping. That's good. The next week, then all weekend, it's 80, 77, 80, 83, and the lows are in the 60s. I mean, I don't mind the heat and everything. It's the humidity that gets with it when you get that oppressive feeling and it just, like, pushes down on you. You know what I mean?
For people that's complaining about the heat, don't forget what's coming in end of the year.
I don't care. You know, AJ, if I'm willing to jump in Lake Michigan on freaking New Year's Day when it's freezing cold, you've seen me do topless snow angels. I will roll in the snow because the thing is, when you're cold, you can warm up. It's really hard to cool down when you get overheated. What? Are we shaking your head at me?
Well, wait 4 more months. Then probably around this time, be like, I hate the cold.
Nope. If I say I hate the cold at any point this winter, I have to give you $100. You're like, say you hate the cold. Say you hate the cold.
Nope, I ain't saying that.
But you're thinking it.
Nope, not thinking it either.
Lie.
Nope.
Yes.
Nope.
Oh, my gosh.
I ain't going to say my reason, though.
Why?
I'm not.
Why?
I might get slapped.
You can say your reason. I promise I won't slap you because if I do, it can be used as evidence against me because it's on a radio show.
I probably won't receive it.
You'll receive it. I'll give you money.
Okay.
By the way, what important event is happening next month?
Next month.
Yeah.
There's Labor Fest.
Yeah.
There's your birthday.
Yay! An important event happens next month. I gotta be old next month.
Oh, too bad we couldn't do the show, which I knew I gotta
But it is what it is. But yes, I will be turning 42. You dating older women in, well, marrying older women in their 40s. You're a young little 30 something.
Only 35.
Yes, you're young and chipper. Young and frisky. Except for right now where you're young and exhausted. And have no intention of moving. So I gave my mum free range to get me something for my birthday, because normally I have to do a wish list and stuff. And I said, this year, mum, I said, just surprise me. She laughed at me evilly and said it was mailed today by sea, so it would take about 6 weeks to get it. But she laughed evilly.
6 weeks?
Yeah, if it comes by sea, it takes 6 weeks. If it goes by airmail, it'll take a week. It's cheaper to send by sea. What?
I think I'll do better than that with sea.
It's the postal service. You know how crap it is over here. You imagine that on top of that. The UK as well. And when my mum laughs evilly about anything, it's always wrong. She mailed you something last week that you're actually going to really like.
Oh, she mailed something last week for me.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about that gift that I got from Jimmy.
Oh, that was classic. Basically, AJ backed Janine up on something and as a reward for defending her and not backing me up. Janine sent him this talking referee. It is awesome. It is so funny. We'll actually do it for the show, next wrestling show that we do. But it is awesome.
As I'm going to have it talking.
Yeah, it, oh my gosh, it's just great. It really is. So I think on that note, I need to go take a shower because I just got a whiff of myself and I made myself want to vomit, so that means I need a shower.
Are you getting that damn shower? Use the bar of soap.
Oh, shut up.
Put water on it.
What a hideous thing to say to another human being. Anywho, on that note, we are going to check out of here. We want to say loads of love to everybody who listened. And we shall be back.
I'm not even sure.
But we will be back. Have a good
if
evening.
If not, you'll hear from this woman next week.
This woman, I got a name for. Anyway.
You'll hear from Hazel next week.
Anyway, on behalf of Artrell and myself, we will say good night. Bye-bye.
Night.